This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett, PhD. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
All right, so you guys sent in some really cool stuff. I'm talking excerpts, analyzing the book of Philippians. But here's the twist, from a totally secular perspective.
Yeah, definitely a unique angle.
Right. We're going to be diving into, well, everything. Moral standards, how it stacks up against, you know, science, the whole historical context thing. Oh, and we're even going to poke around at some potential contradictions within the text.
Yeah.
You know, just for fun.
Buckle up. It gets interesting. Like, you've got this letter written from prison, yet it's all about joy and contentment, even when things are rough. Makes you think, does that still work today? Should it?
Exactly. And speaking of things that make you think, the excerpts y'all sent in, they highlight this whole obedience thing. Philippians, it stresses humility, obedience, big time. Especially there's that part where Christ humbles himself before God. But here's the thing, obedience, like total obedience to authority, not exactly a hot topic these days, is it?
Yeah, not so much. And that's where looking at it through this, you know, secular lens, it can really bring stuff to light. Because today, we're all about critical thinking, question everything, even authority.
Which actually, there's that verse, Philippians 4.8. It tells people to think about what is true, noble, right? You can almost say that's a call for people to use their own judgment.
Right, which lines up with this whole, like, modern idea of critical thinking, especially these days. So much information flying around.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
And, okay, so what about science? You know, some biblical texts, they kind of clash with science. But the excerpts you sent in, they pointed out that Philippians, it doesn't really go head-to-head with, say, the idea of creation. But how do you square those themes of divine intervention and miracles with science? You know, science is all about natural laws and actually proving things.
That's the million-dollar question, right? Because even if you're on board with, like, the Big Bang or evolution, stuff like miracles, think parting the Red Sea so the Israelites could book it out of Egypt, that's still tough to fit into a purely scientific view.
Totally. Really gets the wheels turning. You know, what I found super interesting was how much the source emphasized the historical context. I mean, how does knowing the social and political scene back then change the way we read Philippians today?
Knowing the context. Super crucial. Back in Roman times, Christians, they were a minority group. Persecuted, threats everywhere. That really explains why the letters got this big focus on dealing with suffering, finding strength through faith. But it also brings up this question, what does persecution even mean today? It's not the same everywhere.
Right. Makes you wonder if sometimes those claims of persecution today, maybe they're not always seeing the whole picture. Which brings us to, well, this kind of contradiction in Philippians. On the one hand, it's all about joy and being content no matter what. But then you've got, you know, the very real human experience of suffering. Tough to reconcile those two, right? At least that's what the excerpts kind of hinted at.
Definitely a tension there. It's like the text is promoting this acceptance thing. Might seem weird, I guess, given how much we focus on personal growth these days, always striving to make things better. But maybe it's more about, like, facing hard times with grace, finding meaning even when you're going through it.
I see what you mean, like finding that balance, accepting things but still trying to make things better. Hey, the source also brought up this book on critical thinking by Dr. Bo Bennett. They said it's a great tool for looking at religious texts. Like Philippians. Thoughts.
Critical thinking. Honestly, it's a superpower, and not just for religious texts, for life in general. It's about thinking things through, not just taking things at face value, and then forming your own opinions based on, you know, solid info.
So after putting Philippians under this secular microscope, what's the big takeaway? What should people be thinking about?
I'd say this. These ancient texts, they can have wisdom that lasts, for sure, but they can also challenge the way we see things today. It's about looking at it from all sides, thinking about the historical stuff, the themes that are always relevant, and even the parts that make you scratch your head a little.
Exactly. It's a good reminder that something written so long ago, it can still make us think, you know, makes us examine our own values and what we believe in.
It's a conversation starter for sure. Makes you realize that some things, they change, and some things, well, they're timeless. It's about figuring out what's what.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right.
All right, everyone, keep those brain gears turning. Until next time.